WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
7:06, we have mostly clear skies here in Atlantic, and we look for it to be sunny today, a high of 28. It's currently 13 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Two Atlantic men have entered pleas of guilty to amended charges in connection with a January stabbing incident. According to court records, 18-year-old Bryce Baker pled guilty to one felony count of willful injury, while 23-year-old Michael Thorne entered a plea of guilty to an amended aggravated misdemeanor charge of being an accessory after the fact. Both men had originally been charged with willful injury and going armed with intent. They were set to stand trial next week. Baker is scheduled to be sentenced April 29th. Thorne waived his rights and requested immediate sentencing. The judge then sentenced him to serve a maximum of 2 years in prison, but suspended that sentence and gave Thorne credit for time already served. He was also fined $625 plus related court costs. In February, a third man, 21-year-old Austin Nelson, pled guilty to an amended charge of accessory after the fact and was also given a 2-year suspended prison sentence. All three men have been charged in connection with the January 28th stabbing of 43-year-old Robert Leslie of Atlantic. News time is 8:04.
This is Jason, parts manager at Lindemann Tractor, with an announcement. All New Holland filters are on sale for 15% off during the month of March.
So oil filters are all on sale?
Yes, for 15% off.
Fuel filters?
Mm-hmm. They're 15% off, too.
How about air filters?
Every New Holland filter we have is on sale.
What about furnace filters?
No. But get here before March 31st and stock up on all the New Holland filters you'll need to get through planting season. Because clean running equipment is more efficient equipment. Lindemann Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
This is Jay from Lindemann Tractor. If you drive by our lot on West Highway 6 in Atlantic, you can't miss the fact that we have a lot of used combines. And with that much inventory, we're really motivated to move some equipment. In fact, we've taken the step to make available to you 0% financing for up to 48 months on select New Holland combines. So don't wait. We want to move these combines, and with 4 years to pay, you won't get a better deal. Call Rick, Lon, Chris, or me, or better yet, stop in today at your New Holland dealer in Atlantic, Lindemann Tractor.
A discarded cigarette that blew up under some siding caused a smoldering-type fire Thursday afternoon at a motel here in Atlantic. The incident at the Super 8 Motel on East 7th Street was reported just before 4:30 p.m. The manager had tried to put the embers out with a couple of fire extinguishers, but was unsuccessful and notified the fire department. Atlantic Fire Chief Mark McNeese told KJAN News the cigarette managed to make its way into a crevasse between the siding and concrete foundation that was not much bigger than 1/4 to 1/2 inch wide. It started smoking between two layers of siding, and the smoke began to filter into a suite on the east side of the motel. Guests in the room noticed the smoke and notified the manager. There were no injuries reported. McNeese said there was some damage to the siding and smoke inside the motel room, but the damage was not major. If the fire had gone unnoticed for a great length of time, he said there could have been much more significant damage to the structure. The fire crews were on the scene for less than 30 minutes. The Iowa State Patrol Tuesday afternoon released additional details about an accident that happened earlier that day on Interstate 80. Officials say 58-year-old Elizabeth Ann Brecht of Clive was transported to the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic by Anita Rescue after the 2012 Ford Fusion she was driving collided with the rear of a 1998 International semi and then rolled over, coming to rest on its roof in the right lane of I-80 westbound near the 67-mile marker, or about 3 miles east of the Wyota exit. Brecht remained trapped in her vehicle until rescue crews could free her. The accident happened at around 7:15 a.m. The semi-driver, 56-year-old Gerald Eugene Weichel of Ossian, Indiana, was not injured during the collision. A traffic stop in Cass County Tuesday resulted in the arrest on drug charges of a Nebraska woman. Sheriff's officials say 54-year-old Grace Ann Miodoski of Omaha was taken into custody on charges of possession of a controlled substance, second offense, prohibited acts, and OWI, first offense. Miodoski was brought to the Cass County Jail, where she was being held on $5,000 bond. And the Cass County Sheriff's Office canine teams say they are honored to accept two canine vests thanks to a nationwide Groupon event sponsored by Vested Interest in Canines Incorporated. Officials say the vests will help to protect the county's two canines, Kane and Mufasa, in dangerous situations. Groupon Grassroots is currently running an animal-related campaign to outfit police canines with bullet and stab protective vests from March 13th through midnight tonight. Vested Interest in Canines Incorporated is a nonprofit organization and charity partner selected by Groupon Grassroots to participate. An online $10 donation suggests interested persons purchase a Groupon tax-deductible donation through the secure website, where all funds are allocated to purchase ballistic vests for the four-legged crime fighters. All funds will go toward protective vests for the law enforcement dogs who put their lives on the line for the community and their human partners. The goal is to raise over $95,000 by the end of the event tonight at midnight, which will allow Vested Interest in Canines Incorporated to outfit 100 police dogs with vests throughout the U.S. Those vests cost a little over $1,000 apiece. And you can go to our website at KJAN.com and find the link to Vested Interest Canines Incorporated, or go to www.groupon.com/canine to make your donation. News time is 7:12.
This is Jason, parts manager at Lineman Tractor, with an announcement. All New Holland filters are on sale for 15% off during the month of March.
So oil filters are all on sale?
Yes, for 15% off.
Fuel filters?
Mm-hmm. They're 15% off, too.
How about air filters?
Every New Holland filter we have is on sale.
What about furnace filters?
No. But get here before March 31st and stock up on all the New Holland filters you'll need to get through planting season. Because clean running equipment is more efficient equipment. Lineman Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
This is Jay from Lineman Tractor. If you drive by our lot on West Highway 6 in Atlantic, you can't miss the fact that we have a lot of used combines. And with that much inventory, we're really motivated to move some equipment. In fact, we've taken the step to make available to you 0% financing for up to 48 months on select New Holland combines. So don't wait. We want to move these combines, and with 4 years to pay, you won't get a better deal. Call Rick, Lon, Chris, or me, or better yet, stop in today at your New Holland dealer in Atlantic, Lineman Tractor.
In the funeral announcements, Shirley Morey, age 85 of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Shirley Morey will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Alex Ohl, age 34 of Manning, died Monday at his group home in Carroll. Funeral services for Alex Ohl will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Donna Lee Landsman, age 78 of Harlan, died Sunday at her home. Funeral services for Donna Lee Landsman will be held on Friday at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Laura Garrett, age 100 of Stewart, died Friday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Funeral services for Laura Garrett will be held on Friday at 10:30 at St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church in rural Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair has the arrangements. Olwyn Price, age 84 of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. A service for Olwyn Price will be held Friday at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Jim Burnett, age 76 of Earlham, died Sunday at the Madison County Hospital. A memorial service for Jim Burnett will be held on Friday at 5 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham. And Mary Ann Olberding, age 78 of Manila, died Tuesday in Omaha. A massive Christian burial service for Mary Ann Olberding is pending with the Odie Funeral Home in Manila. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.